Hello friends, welcome to VSchool once again. We are on chapter 8, a very important chapter in contemporary times. That is on agricultural commodity exchanges. In the previous two chapters, we learned the basics of derivatives contracts, that is the futures, options and forwards. In the previous chapter, we also learned about the hedging process with the derivatives contract. But the point is, execution requires a proper marketplace. When we talk about a forward contract, it can be done on OTC, simply a bilateral contract between two known parties. But when it comes to a futures and option contract, it requires a commodity exchange, and there are various benefits of commodity exchange. The first and the foremost is a centralized marketplace where a large number of buyers and sellers can connect. They get access to real-time data. They can discover the price based on the demand and supply of these market participants. They actually make use of standardized contract which streamlines the process. The revenue is guaranteed because the commodity exchange has a separate cell, the clearing corporation, which ensures that whatever deals are established gets executed and settled on time. And to top it all, they also get access to various services provided by the exchange, right from the information, the analysis, the warehousing, and any other thing that will help the farmer to grade their commodity, to enter into separate agreements and ensure that their commodities are listed on the stock exchange under proper rules and regulations. So agricultural commodity exchanges provides a centralized marketplace in a proper organized manner. And we will also be learning about this evolution of commodity exchange and how the first evolution in actual origination of agricultural commodity exchange in Japan inspired the global community to establish the agricultural commodity exchanges. And even though these exchanges take care of different commodities, since it can be actually utilized for farmers to manage their risk with the help of derivatives contracts specifically for agricultural commodities, agricultural commodity exchanges has been a very big driver of agribusiness in India as well as globally. So friends, this chapter is going to be very important, especially from understanding a regulated marketplace for entering into derivatives contract. In this chapter, we'll learn about the evolution of commodity exchanges, the structure of commodity exchanges, because different commodity exchanges have different structures, more specifically the members, the more specifically the participants and the commodities they actually list. Then the functions of commodity exchanges, though standard functions are offered by many, but still some some are a little bit different. Then operations of commodity exchanges, specifically right from the point of listing till execution, till settlement, would be very interesting to learn. Then we have our own Indian agricultural commodity exchanges, as well as the global agri-commodity exchanges which inspired the agricultural commodity exchanges in India and across the globe. Like any new concept have challenges, agricultural commodity exchanges also have challenges, but we'll learn that the future trends of commodity exchanges are phenomenal because they are driven by technology, because they are driven by literacy, and obviously by the benefits of cost reduction to the producer, benefit of risk management, benefit of balancing the risk and return, and definitely about protecting the profit margins and ensuring sustainability, more specifically in agribusiness. So let's first start with the basics. What is an agricultural commodity exchange? An agricultural commodity exchange is a centralized marketplace wherein large number of buyers and sellers connect. All these have to be members. They have to follow rules and regulations made by the exchange. They have to enter into standardized contracts wherein they actually list their agri commodities, which has certain grading, which has certain marketability, and the best part of an agricultural commodity exchange, it provides access to a broader pool of buyers and sellers, and that is the main reason a price discovery keeps on happening based on the demand and supply of this large pool of buyers and sellers. Agri commodity exchange, since it is a regulated marketplace, since it has standardized rules and regulations, facilitate smooth functioning of the trading process. It helps the farmers to buy and sell various agricultural commodities to standardize contracts. It streamlines the processes. It provides a transparent platform for price discovery, and it enhances the liquidity in market because of the large number of buyers and sellers connected to the exchange. The exchange provides increased marketability for graded agricultural commodities that can be bought and sold. This grading can be actually viewed by the buyer before he enters into any contract. Investors are drawn to commodity exchanges to leverage an opportunity to spread their risk and improve the overall return. So it is not only beneficial for the farmers, but also for investors who wish to leverage an opportunity to spread their risk and also to improve their overall return. Hedging practices at exchanges reduces the volatility and protects businesses from sudden price rise. It gives the participant to offset their risk with proper derivatives contract, and the commodity exchanges contribute to a healthier economy by bringing in together a large pool of buyers and sellers, helps them to manage their problems, helps them with liquidity, helps them to safeguard their profit margin, and it establishes transparent market prices for the essential goods. Having understood what is an agricultural commodity exchange, now let's trace its evolution. When were they first established? Not just in last few years, but the earliest forms of commodity exchanges can be traced back with the ancient human civilization, more specifically with the barter system, wherein something which one produced was in surplus was exchanged with someone else who had certain commodity which the previous person required to exchange. So surplus for surplus, barter system was actually in the form of commodity exchange arrangement. However, over time, with structured exchange mechanisms, formalized commodity exchanges got established. With the growth of trade and commerce, formalized markets began to develop in medieval Europe and Asia. With the rise of agricultural surplus and with modern farming techniques, formalized market became more popular and developed with efficient exchange and pricing mechanisms. The expansion of trade with surplus gave rise to price volatility. So newer types of derivatives contracts emerged. The one that became very popular was the forward contract. So now it's the time to understand which was the first agricultural exchange that evolved. And for that, we have the Osaka Dojimo Rice Exchange, which was established in 1730 in Japan. It's considered as the first agricultural commodity exchange, wherein the rice was the commodity that was actually exchanged or traded on the exchange. The Japanese model of an organized commodity exchange inspired similar exchanges in America and Europe. Chicago Board of Trade, popularly known as the CBOT, was established as a dedicated exchange in 1848. Soon after, in 1877, London Metal Exchange, popularly known as the LME, was established as a dedicated exchange in London. Over a period of time, these exchanges became more efficient and effective with the advancement of technology. Specifically, in the 20th century, the commodity exchanges was transformed with technology advancement. The transformation came with speed, accuracy, transparency, convenience in accessing, and efficiency into execution with electronic trading platforms. Electronic trading platforms served as a big boon for transformation, along with the standardized contracts which could be executed electronically. Advances in communication and transportation systems interconnected the global commodity exchanges and facilitated cross-border trading and international arbitrage opportunities. That's not all. Technology had further contributions with all-round growth. Commodity exchanges diversified their product offerings beyond traditional futures contract. Commodity exchanges became also aware about the ESG norms, and they actually were incorporated into the commodity exchanges rules and regulations to address sustainability and climate change issues. Commodity exchanges kept on improving with technology, with innovations, with experiences. They improved to meet the challenges posed by the changing market dynamics, technology advancement, and regulatory developments. Today, exchanges connect the buyers and sellers worldwide with a wide range of agricultural commodities to execute trade, to enhance transparency, security, and efficiency in the trading process. The continued integration of blockchain and artificial intelligence is revolutionizing the agricultural commodity exchanges further, because the real-time data is helping farmers to make smart decisions. The smart contracts are helping farmers to automate certain routine transactions, and the blockchain technology is helping farmers to trace their trade deals and learn with experiences. So that's the beauty of technology and super technology, which is further improving the commodity exchanges. Now let's understand the structure of an agricultural commodity exchange. As we saw, the commodity exchanges have evolved over time, and this evolution has benefited an improved structure. Today's commodity exchanges have a well-defined structure. It promotes price discovery for agricultural commodities, transparency, efficiency, and liquidity in trading the agricultural commodities. It helps farmers to comply with regulatory standards, and the compliance has to be done with the need be regulations, and not unnecessarily or any stringent regulation which will enhance the cost of regulatory compliance and create complications. It also helps safeguard the market integrity. The agricultural commodity exchanges has not only evolved across the globe, but also got established in India in the form of the National Commodities and Derivatives Commodity Exchange Limited, NCDEX, MLT Commodity Exchange of India Limited, that is MCX, Indian Commodity Exchange Limited, the ICEX. And the key participants in the agricultural commodity exchange in India include the members, the clearing corporations who take care of the settlement. Members actually participate in the trading transactions, depositories who store the electronic transactions or the contracts, farmers who actually participate through the derivatives contracts, the producers and the processors also enter into derivatives contracts for the meeting their needs. Traders and speculators have their own goals for entering into the derivatives contracts. Hedges for offsetting the risk. Brokers for helping the clients to enter into the deals. Consumers and institutional investors also benefit from participating, and exporters and importers also take care of their risk and protection. So when we have understood the different types of key participants, let's understands who the hedgers are. The hedgers include the farmers who need protection against the price rise or decline of prices in the agri commodities. Wholesalers whose business depend upon gathering bulk quantity and distributing it for retailers. They buy farm produce directly from farmers for production and consumption activities. The food processors who have their industries, the tech companies, agri-tech companies, who actually take the farm produce and produce value-added farm produces which are dependent on the farm produce. So they also need the farm produce at the right time so that they can make their value-added products and send it to the market for consumption. And they need to be sure about at what price they are going to get the raw materials provided by the farmers. Exporters need protection against the rise in the farm on the farm produce. They have promised to export in the future because especially in a volatile foreign exchange market, a small change the price could have serious impact on the revenue they are going to get because of export. Importers who also want protection against a decline in the price of agri commodities in the local market vis-a-vis similar agri commodities imported from abroad. So both exporters and importers require hedging to protect against the price fluctuations. Now let's talk about the speculators who focus on the price changes to book their profits. Speculators can be of three types: a day trader, a position trader, or a margin trader. A day trader leverages the intraday price fluctuations and settles the trade with an opposite trade at the day end. So his focus is on the entire day, whereas a position trader relies on new steps and technical analysis and take a longer view definitely more than a day. A margin trader is not required to pay the total value of position upfront. Instead, he leverages his deal based on a small amount of the total sum, that is called as a margin. So just for a small amount, he can take big deals. Now let's understand the function of agricultural commodity exchange. Agricultural commodity exchange can be a very important player to help the farmer in trading farm produce. It can sustain communities. It can have a price discovery because of large number of buyers connecting and deciding the price based on the demand and supply. It can help risk management strategy, specifically the hedging, wherein the rise or decline in the prices could be offset by taking opposite positions or lock a price that is for a harvest that is going to happen in the future, and this price can be locked today. Maintain market efficiency for agricultural commodity, especially with technology, especially with standardized contract, especially with rules and regulations for pay in payout. Market efficiency for agri commodities can be maintained. It can also reward farmers with revenue because the farmer will be certain of getting a locked-in price, and he won't have to suffer any loss because of uncertainty or volatility in the future. And all in all, this is driving economic growth, especially large number of buyers and sellers who can have their individual problems relating with price management. They can get solutions to their problems with the help of agri-commodity exchange, and this in all drives economic growth. So there can be multifaceted functions of agricultural commodity exchanges. Let's discuss and first see and then discuss one by one. An agricultural commodity exchange is a centralized marketplace. It is an organized marketplace and has multifaceted functions, especially when we talk in terms of agricultural commodities. Let's look at what are the multifaceted functions of agricultural commodity exchange. They are listing of members on agricultural commodity exchanges. First, let us go through the list, then we look at each one of them. Price discovery, price transparency, standardization of contracts, facilitating trade, liquidity provision, market integration, risk management, hedging against inflation, and investment and economic growth. These are the main functions. There can be many more you can add to it based on specific cases. Now let's look at this one by one. The first one, listing of members on agricultural commodity exchange. Now the most important rule is only members can do trading on agricultural commodity exchange, and only when you follow the rules and regulation, you get yourself listed as a member, then only the exchange provides access to the commodity exchange for the trading as well as other benefits from the exchange. Members are required to comply with the terms and conditions of the exchange, and only authorized entities, that is the members, are permitted to do trading activities. Listing of members establishes security and credibility of market so that no one who is not a member can go and directly start with trading. Just because a member is permitted, it establishes the credibility of the market, provides security to the participants in the exchange. The next important function of a commodity exchange is the price discovery. Now, what exactly is price discovery? When large number of buyers and sellers come together, based on the demand and supply, new price is actually created and discovered in this process, and that is the best function. It establishes a price based on the demand and supply made through or because of the large number of buyers and sellers coming together. The price discovery establishes a fair price for the agricultural commodities in a transparent marketplace. Transparent marketplace because all the market participants get access to the real-time information, and based on the real-time information, they can take their call to buy or sell. Timely informed decision making is possible for the traders to actually have them on the real-time price information basis and on the expertise and experience they have on the commodity exchange. Continuous trading on online platforms contributes to fair and accurate price level because it's a real-time discovery of price, and market fundamentals and investor sentiments are also contributing to the price discovery. Price transparency is another important function of the exchange. Because of the real-time market data, the price quotes, the trading volumes, the open interest, and historical price trends can easily be viewed by the members. It's very useful for market participants to base their decisions based on this price quotes, trading volumes, open interest, and historical price trends. Buying and selling decisions or storing agreed commodity decisions are facilitated because of this real-time information. This promotes price transparency and fosters fair competition between the participants. Next important function of an exchange is to provide a standardized contract with clearly specified terms for trading agricultural commodities. These terms can include the quality of commodity, the grading of commodity, the quantities of minimum quantity that can be traded, delivery of delivery location of the commodity that is traded, the delivery date, and all this and many other specification benefits the participants. It promotes ease of trading, reduces information asymmetry, increases efficiency of trading process, and enhances liquidity to the large volumes of trade. This standardization of contracts are a step ahead than those contracts which are actually entered into bilaterally, which are customized. Here there is no scope of customization because the standards that are set in by the exchange have to be followed by all. Next important function of the exchange is facilitating trade. This is a centralized marketplace. All the buyers and sellers are connected together, and because of which the trading happens through the standardized contracts. Transparent pricing and price discovery is possible because of the real-time data that is accessible, and information technology systems, even the mobile-based APIs, helps the participants to gather the important details and enter into the deals supporting efficient trading operations. It promotes the buying and selling of agricultural products between producers, processors, distributors, and end users. Participants can use various risk management tools, with help of the storage facilities provided by the exchange, as well as the transportation networks between a farm to the actual buyer or seller, to a buyer of the commodities. These arrangements being empaneled with the exchange again establishes credibility and convenience for the participants. Next important function is the liquidity provision. Multiple participants contribute to higher trading volumes. Nothing gets stuck. After it is listed, there will be n number of buyers and sellers. Someone would be risk takers, someone will be risk averse, but when both together, the deal is established and chances of the deal happening are higher, which establishes the liquidity. It enhances liquidity in agricultural commodity markets. Here, another important function of the commodity exchange is market integration, because right from the local to regional and global agricultural markets come together, they can list their products, they can connect with large pool of buyers and sellers, they can provide access to a diverse and large market participants. It enhances competition, it increases opportunities, the risk can be diversified, risk exposure can be managed, and this is all possible because of the market integration. Market integration also helps the participant to mitigate the impact of localized market disruptions. The tighter bid-ask spread reduces the transportation cost, and overall, this benefits the market participants. Next important function of the exchange is risk management. The derivatives contracts tremendously help the participants to manage the risk by locking in the price today for an action that is going to happen in the future. Farmers can protect themselves from the price drops in the future with a futures contract. Optional contract provides a right to the trader, but not an obligation to buy or sell a commodity at a certain price by a certain time. Farmers can use both the farmers and options contract to hedge against the price volatility and mitigate exposure to the adverse price movements. The best part of the actual convenience provided by exchange is hedging against inflation. As we all know, agricultural products have intrinsic value. They're trying to rise proportionately with the general price increase across the economy. Traders and investors benefit from this price increase, offsetting the purchasing power which is lost due to inflation. Because as inflation increases, the purchasing power, the price of the money decreases, but this doesn't happen in case of agri products. With inflation, the price of agri products also increases, and thus the traders and investors also benefit from this price increase, and thus it provides an important hedge against inflation, also an important function of commodity exchange. Traders and investors can adjust their trading strategies, hedging strategies with careful risk management practices based on the changing market conditions. Hedging instruments like the futures contracts enables the traders and investors to mitigate the purchasing power erosion caused by inflation. Next important function of the commodity exchange is specifically for investment and economic growth. Standardized contracts and price clarity attract investors to invest in infrastructure development, advancement of technology in agriculture, improved productivity, price stability, national food security, economic growth, all in all helping farmers to have investments into their farming activity, produce good harvest, transport it efficiently, get good profits, again reinvest, and ensure food security for the huge population as well as well-being for themselves, all in all contributing to the economic growth of the country and attracting foreign investments or even local investments.